as a result of the applicant's own actions? Does granting a variance preserve the spirit and keep harmony with the general purpose and the intent of the ordinance? And in granting a variance, is the public safety and welfare assured? In granting the variance, will substantial justice be done? So these are the five basic questions that we're going to discuss amongst ourselves at this point in time based on the ordinances and feelings and emotions and all that stuff. And answer those questions one at a time. Hi. Ann? What do you think?
I don't quite have an opinion yet. I want to, because I'm stuck on two things.
On the stubble. Make sure you speak up so that our board can hear you.
Section 19, 357, number 4. No extension in non-conforming use. And it goes on to say anything that would increase the building's occupancy, square footage, reduction in service, utility demands, and so forth. Structure may be enlarged. I'm just stuck right there. If it is a non-conforming as is right now, adding the porch extension
makes it even more non-conforming.
So I'm interested in more discussion so I could hear what other people have to say. Maybe a different take of other than what I'm saying.
Can I ask a question? This is to the board. It's my understanding that a variance, according to law, goes with the physical property, not with the buildings or the structures on it. Is there something unique about the property, be it size, be it some sort of thing that would prevent the use of that property from being used for the stated purpose? Is my conception of this incorrect?
No.
Not at all.
When we talk about hardships, the hardships, as the training we have had, have stated that hardships go with the land. Like if there's a huge boulder in the way that can't be broken down, if there's a river that runs through the property, so you have to shift the house or the structure into the setback in order to alleviate that hardship the land projects, then we can grant a variance, but then the hardship is with the land. Many people have come before us before, as you know, and stated, well, we want handicap ramps and it go into the setbacks, and we haven't been able to allow that because the law says that the hardship goes with the land, not the people or the structure. So, yes, Charlie, you're correct.
And from my reading and my interpretations, we're not here to amend in any way, shape, or form the ordinance unless it does meet those qualifications. And it's a standard lot. And it meets the qualifications of a standard lot. So, I'm sorry. I hate to say
it. We are put in
a very unique position time after time, and it kind of disturbs me that we're put into the position when, if this is made clear at the beginning of a person's efforts, they'll understand that this is not a route to go. I've said my piece.
Tony, what are your thoughts on the subject?
Well, we have the ordinance, and it is the law. And it's, and the hardship is not because of the property. And there are alternate ways to get the aesthetic look that they're looking for without the variance. You know, my thoughts would be, you know, you would have to do some alterations with the building to become conforming. I see the dream, I see what they're trying to do, but I do know that, you know, what the law is, and I do know there's ways to work around it.
Peter, what are your thoughts?
Like everybody else, I'm struggling. I'm struggling with the situation. I'm trying to see whether the way we're interpreting the law here is correct. And trying to see if there are any options to allow anything to happen. I mean, I was looking at section 9 there, which allows you to close a covered entranceway. Even though it's not on the board.
Where are you?
Same section, 19357, item 9, energy conservation, covered entranceway already in existence. Within the setback area, which is a permanent foundation and floor, is covered by an existing roof. May be enclosed for energy conservation purposes.
So that existing structure that is there now can be enclosed?
Well, it can be enclosed if it meets the square footage requirements and if it has an existing roof over it.
Right. If it's less than 70 square feet in area, permanent foundation, and it's already covered by an existing roof.
Right. And it's not a livable area or anything like that.
How do you define existing roof on a condemned property? I don't know.
Tom, can I have 1 minute, please?
Yes.
Mr. Boulder, will you speak up for me?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm back on.
So to further the discussion, I mean, it just appears it's non-conforming. I mean, that's what we're getting down to.
And as I sit here and think about it, if this is, if we grant this variance and there's a natural disaster that damages it, they wouldn't be able to build it back anyway, right? Would the variance override?
If I understood what, and now that was my impression, but clearly John corrected me. I was under the impression, and maybe after we had our discussion, we ask John for clarification.
I can give you clarification right now. If it were torn down by them.
Correct. The blueprint? Go ahead.
If it was torn down by them, then they would have to rebuild in conformity. But if it's an act of God that destroys it, then it can go back as it is. That's basically it.
Okay.
Yeah, but if the variance is granted to build the 6-foot addition on the porch and it's damaged,
I think the variance goes.
The variance overrules.
The variance goes right to land here. As I understand it.
Or when they sell their property.
It goes with them and them only.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It goes with the property.
It goes with the property, it goes with the land.
And there is...
Next person.
But...
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, hold on. The last we have on Alabama Avenue, if it comes down, it cannot be rebuilt, even though we granted it a variance.
Incorrect.
That's what our attorney told us. And I want to get some legal advice from another.
Attorney.
From my experience, it could be rebuilt with the variance in place. I have seen cases where the board makes that a limitation. It says if it is destroyed, it cannot be built back. But in the absence of a restriction like that, my understanding is it could be rebuilt because the variance runs with the land.
Yeah, thank you.
If it was destroyed. But I never...
Make a stipulation.
The problem that you have there where he's seen it done, unless that is brought before the court and say, no, I'm sorry, I've got a variance on this, the court would back up that individual in all probability. Correct?
The board can place restrictions on the variance, and it's at their discretion. And so I think that it's likely that it would be upheld if that restriction were placed on that.
That's not what I'm getting from my reading, but I'm not...
I think it's a very good question as to why that someone would do that. If you want to approve the variance, why would you want it to go away if a storm came and not be able to be built back? So I don't know that it makes practical sense, but I really am not sure that it's not legal to place a restriction like that on there.
I have to bring up one point from a logical conclusion of looking down the road. If you continue to grant variances on emotional impacts and changing one aspect after another within the zoning ordinance, you are in effect nullifying the zoning ordinance, and that is not the intent of this board. Neither by statute that gives us the right to evaluate this, nor should it be ours.
It's something you want me to do on the other board. We have my P&Z.
I'll speak to you when you get over there.
If you look at page 1254 in the ordinance book, which is 19357, 8, transfer of non-conforming property. Non-conforming situations cannot be transferred with a lot if it is vacant at the time of the transfer, except as noted in subsection 1. And that's the minimum single lot requirement where an owner of a lot, successor, entitled, etc. A lot may be used as a building site provided that the minimum back, front, side yard requirements for the district in which a lot is located are met. And this, the way I'm reading this couldn't even have been transferred. The variance, I mean, the non-conformity couldn't even be transferred at the time these fine people bought this property.
No, that's incorrect. The interpretation is incorrect.
Sure. Section 11, and then it brings it back to 1.
I'm wondering if that means a vacant lot or a vacant piece of property.
Section 11 here?
No, I'm sorry.
Section 8.
Section 8. Transfer
8.
9.
Oh, all right. Oh, that's simple. It was, let's take an act of God, where it destroys the property. This is where that would come in. It destroys it so that it's gone. and then the person, rather than that person rebuilding it, wants to sell the property. When they sell that property, that non-conforming condition does not go along with the sale because it's being sold as a clean piece of property.
Exactly what Bolton was just saying.
I think that's exactly right. That's a good description of what that means. It's that you can't take advantage of the fact that it's vacant and transfer it and let someone new build it back.
Correct.
It's one of those limited situations where that variance sticks with the person.
Any more discussion down on that end? Tony? Peter?
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to work through what our role is here, and I know what Milton says about reading the rules. And I want to just ask everybody what discretion we have in terms of reading what these rules say. I'm just wondering where we have any discretion or where we don't have any discretion.
We don't have any discretion. The only place we have discretion is when it comes to a situation that doesn't fit the property or make it usable by zoning standards. So what else can you do with that property? You have, because you've zoned a piece of property, and because there is a river running through it, or there's a boulder on it, or there's a ridge there, or some other natural factor, or it might be the size of the lot, makes it unusable at that time. And that's like taking property through zoning. You're denying the use of that property to an individual. You can't do that.
So, Peter, I see the need to try to come to a resolution and help, is there?
I'm wondering...
That's something we've been struggling with for years.
And I'm wondering...
And for all the years that I've been on the board...
I'm wondering what our role is. If all we can do, all you have to do is read a book and give an answer. And there needs to be some clarification of that.
There is clarification.
I understand, Charlie, what the clarification is in the law. I'm not arguing that point.
There's that place where we want to be empathetic, and it's, yes, we want the beauty of our area. The dream that this particular family has is the exact dream that we have. And then what do we do?
Well, I sit here and look at this shot, and I'm not sure how accurate it is, but you do see the non-conforming properties, and I'm sure there's some new construction on the other side that's conforming. It meets all the right requirements. And I make the assumption, because I don't know, that these non-conforming lots were a similar property and they're distressed about and it's been grandfathered in. It wasn't granted on the variance.
Okay, and just as a big sister for a second, remember, that's not fact you're looking at.
True.
Okay?
Yeah, it's just...
I understand what you mean.
May I suggest something?
Wait a second, let me finish. That wasn't evidence that we were given.
Right.
So that's the only caution, and this is just, you know, as long as we're having board discussion at this moment, that's not in our evidence package.
And I make that assumption.
It's part of their testimony.
Right.
True.
I make that assumption because there's older houses in that same
correct.
Street.
Correct. And I agree with
more
you.
More likely they're not conforming.
Correct.
But the newer structures are not.
Yeah, they're new structures this side.
They're
conforming.
And if I was a property owner on that street, I think that I would want everything to be conforming. That's just my thoughts.
If someone went in and
built the house, and John looked at the plans, and he said, and this is a case that's happened within your town. He says, okay, you can build, and I'm not saying John did this, but the situation happened within your town. And the house was built improperly, and when it was finished, it was non-conforming. The fact that non-conforming construction had gone on previously is no justification for evaluating any non-conforming situation that's before us at any given time. Do you understand?
I understand. Okay. Yeah. I truly get that.
That sounds to me, Charlie, like it's better to ask for forgiveness and ask permission. And that's what I'm saying.
I don't know what to tell you.
Mr. Chairman, if I might address Peter's question, because I think he'd ask about how much latitude there is. The only thing I could observe is that, you know, a standard variance request might be you have a structure that's conforming, say, for whatever reason, it needs to go 2 feet into the setback. I mean, maybe as a far-fetched example, there's now a creek running through. In order for the porch to function, it needs to go 2 feet into the setback. But the town has gone out of its way to say, it's almost like they're saying, whatever you do, if it's already non-conforming, don't, you know, make it worse. So I guess the only observation I would make, and I don't think it's an opinion as much as something you can take from the ordinance, is there's less discretion if it's a non-conformity than if you're dealing with a conforming structure with a hardship, an unavoidable hardship that makes you create a conformity. So I guess, in other words, you're on thinner ice than normal when you're dealing with these already non-conforming. Unfortunately.
And in this case, we're granting a variance, but partly making it worse and partly making it better.
That's the only other thing I would add, and I think it would be a real reach, is the notion that by reducing the intrusion in one part and extending in another, that it's somewhat of a wash. But at the end of the day, it's hard to get around the fact that you are increasing encroachment into the setback, whatever that is, a number of feet widthwise on both sides.
Most of the areas that would give us a problem as far as variance are concerned, we have tried to address on planning and zoning previously. So there, it's very unlikely that any variance that came to us would be okay, but I'm sitting here thinking that if the state or the town came along and decided to take 5 feet of a person's piece of property, that anyone that was looking to build, when they now had a non-conforming lot, would fall into a situation where you could say, okay, we can consider this. You understand what I'm saying there? I think that would be viable because the taking of land has made the person's property, according to the ordinance, too small to build on.
But you would have a situation that would not have been having, you know, responsibility of any of the parties involved. It would have been some third party that totally had control over that. So that's true.
Well, we don't have much anyway. Regretfully. Or maybe not, I don't know. Sometimes when you let emotions rule, you don't know which way you're going. Shut up.
All right, is there any more discussion on this? Maybe we can discuss as we start answering these questions that we have to answer, if there's any more discussion at this time. Question number one is, did the applicant follow the ordinance requirements of Chapter 19? Personally, I think they did.
Yes.
They applied for the permits, granted permits, and they did everything our building inspector and code enforcement officer basically told them they could do. So, on question number one,
yes.
Dan? Yes?
Yes.
Charlie?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
It's unanimous that yes, they did follow the requirements of Chapter 19. On question number two, does the evidence indicate that the hardship of what the applicant complains results from unique circumstances related to the applicant's land?
No.
No.
No, it does not. And is the result of the applicant's own actions. It's not the result of their own actions. They bought the property as it was not conforming. So, and no?
No.
Charlie?
No.
No.
Number three, does granting a variance preserve the spirit and keep harmony with the general purpose of the intent of the ordinance? Now, this is where we may have to discuss a little bit more, but the ordinance says a non-conforming structure, non-conforming, cannot be made worse, is not to be made worse. They're basically asking for that. So I would say that it does not keep in harmony with the purpose and the intent of the ordinance if we grant the variance. Charlotte?
No, it doesn't.
Ann?
No, it does not.
Peter?
I'm not sure. I think they're giving and taking, so I'm not sure.
Tony, what is your response to that question?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. All right, we have four no, it doesn'ts, and one, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Number four, if in granting the variance, is the public safety and welfare assured? Public safety and welfare? I don't think that's even a question. No, it wouldn't be.
I'm going to have to say no to that because I look further on down the line when we, if we wind up acting in from what we think we'd like to see and to stay consistent within the rules, and we don't have that authority anyway. But when you grant a variance where you have no authority to grant a variance, you go down a road that forces you, as time goes on, to increase more and more the use of variance in an improper manner. And I got a problem with that.
Well, Charlie, you comment on that. I think we are finding the facts, not speculation. So it's as it is now, not as we think it might be. So, why would public safety and welfare not be assured? That's it. I'm not sure.
Well, what I have seen when it comes to public safety and welfare is how many thousands of more people and homeowners and career people are going to come to us and say, hey, you give it to them, I want them. Mm-hmm. And now we're creating this monster where it may infringe upon
that's question the welfare, that's question one or two, and does it go with the land, which you said no.
If we grant the variance based on whether or not there's a hardship with the land, if we say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and give it to them, we've opened the door now for every homeowner
but we
that
said,
has the same type of property come to us and go, hey, we want to do this too.
But we said no.
It is not in the interest of public safety to grant the variance.
When you ask the question, is it in the interest of public safety and welfare, that forces you to look down the road as to whether it's in the interest or not. So we might have facts here, but we have to look at the impact of what's going to happen in what has a strong possibility of happening in the future.
My vote is no. In case you asked.
I'm asking.
Okay. My vote is no.
Charlie?
No.
I vote no, that granting the variance is not in the public interest in the world.
property, I guess it is.
I didn't hear you, Mr. Bolger.
Yes.
About that.
Okay, it's four no's and one yes. The final question to answer is, in granting the variance, was substantial justice be done? That if granted, the variance will not secure the public safety and welfare. And what would be our findings of fact if, will justice be done if we grant the variance? I think in all of our discussions we've had here this evening, we've talked about the fact that we've had non-conforming to begin with, and now we're faced with a situation where we have to increase that non-conformance. And as our attorney has told us, that we don't have a lot of leeway, especially when it comes to non-conforming properties to begin with. I think that, even though I'd love to see it, we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I don't think substantial justice will be done by granting the variance.
When I think of all the people that we've denied previously on the same rules, can you say that's justice? No. That's one of the reasons I hold fast to the interpretation. You can't go by whether you like it or whether you don't like it or what's the law. And as much as we may dislike that, that's the way it is.
So your answer to that would be no, Charles. Ann?
No.
And just also, looking at this tax record, and looking at these quite regularly, and I would think, and it's a comment more than it is anything else, that people would rely, go buying property on that tax record. And the tax record is clearly out of line with what the zoning ordinance is, the zoning ordinance state. I think that's, I don't know where they obtain this record from. Does anyone know where that tax record comes from?
I got to have my computer at home.
I don't have it.
Every property has any additions. That was an addition. That large porch was an addition some time.
I'm not asking the question where you get this sketch from online. I know how to get that. The question that I'm asking is, where did New Hanover County get this sketch to place online?
I wouldn't think they dreamed.
Do you know where they come from, John? Do you know where they come from? I'm just curious.
I know that I've seen the tax preparers out at different properties measuring off the structures. When that happened, I had no idea.
Okay, sorry. I'm not sure it's too material because it's not what you need to rely on. But it is, I'm quite sure it's what many people do rely on when buying property. So.
Well, this doesn't show the steps. It doesn't show. I mean, this isn't this is just showing the square footage.
It shows the square footage and the porch. That's what it shows.
For tax purposes.
Mr. Chairman, I mean, I shouldn't testify, and I don't mean to intend to, but I did used to work with the county tax department, and if I had to guess, it's either the wrong structure or it's a very old measurement. That would be, in my estimation, the most likely scenario.
Yeah, that's right. We had, and that's fine. Well, you're not testifying because I believe that what we're dealing is what is there now and what they want to put there, not what may have been there, 100 years ago. So, question number five, we still have two unanswered.
I don't think substantial justice would be done regarding the variance.
So, you vote no for that as well?
I vote no.
All right. Let's start with Charlie on whether or not we grant this variance. Do we grant him a 6-foot variance for the porch, Charlie?
No.
No. Thank you for starting with me.
You're welcome, sir. It's because I hate to be the first one to say that.
I hear you.
Well, it's 6 feet into the setback, so you're asking for 6 feet into the setback.
And giving back to.
And?
According to the finding of facts, no, we cannot grant this variance.
No, we cannot grant this variance, and I hate it because our job is not a fun. I vote no.
Yeah, I think we have this very unfortunate situation here where there's a real attempt to improve the property. There's a genuine desire on the part of the owners to play ball and try to make the thing operate. It's quite clear on the street that many things are non-conforming. And so while what they're asking for is not unreasonable, in fact it is quite reasonable. If we're interpreting the law, then I think we can't grant variance. So I've got that.
Tom?
Well, I have to agree with some of the comments. I mean, it's a great plan, it's a great attempt, but we have to follow the law, and I vote no.
Okay, it's unanimous that we do not grant your variance. I'm sorry, personally myself, and I'm sure all of us are, because you've got into a situation that you find yourself in.
Make them aware that they can appeal this.
That was my next step.
Mr. Chairman, I might suggest that you actually pursue a formal motion if you're going to deny.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm going to, do I have a motion to deny the request for variance?
I'll make a motion to deny the request for variance.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The variance has been denied. You do have an appeal process from this to the Superior Court of New Hanover County. And you can do that within 30 days after you get this order sent to you. Again, it will tell you what the findings of facts were and the fact that the hardship wasn't with your land, that you're already in a non-conforming state, and that it would not assure the public welfare and safety in granting this variance. Thank you for your time, and you might want to get up with Tony on the side here because he thinks to see that he may be able to solve some of your problems another way. But thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Copies of those pictures, if I could.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.